This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. An estimated 500,000 immigrants and their supporters turned out yesterday to rally for immigration reform and against Arizona's tough new immigration law. NPR's Ted Robbins has a story.
The chant was familiar. Si se puede, yes we can. But the focus of yesterday's marches, starting with this one in downtown Los Angeles, was new. Disappointment, anger, and resentment at Arizona's new law requiring local police and sheriff's deputies to question anyone they suspect is in the country illegally. L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa told the crowd that it will lead to racial profiling.
Laws that require our law enforcement professionals to profile one against the other have no place in the United States of America that I love, that you love, that we want to be a part of.
In Washington, D.C., a few hundred protesters gathered on a warm day in a park in front of the White House.
We all are Arizona! We are all Arizona!
They spoke about the promises President Obama made during the campaign to tackle immigration reform. A small group, including a congressman, was arrested for civil disobedience. 58-year-old Honduran immigrant Osvaldo Ramos traveled from Miami to D.C. to protest the Arizona law. He says, I think the Arizona law is a violation. It's racist because it's like apartheid, because it singles out brown people. Being Latino means we will be discriminated. In Phoenix, several thousand people marched around the state capitol, then rallied in front of it to protest the new law. And here, they're really taking it personally.
You're hurting my state! Stop 1070! You're hurting my state! Stop 1070!
Javier Reyes Ojeda is a native of Phoenix. He says the new law, Senate Bill 1070, is already harming Arizona's reputation and its economy months before it's scheduled to take effect. Ojeda's suggestion? Put troops on the border to keep out drug smugglers. Don't punish every illegal immigrant.
And I am with securing our borders. I'm with that. No, we're not going to argue that. You know what I'm saying? But the people that are here and the people that are hardworking and the people who are helping, let's help them.
Reysa Isela Romney has been in Arizona 30 years. She's a citizen, but she voiced the worst fears of the Hispanic community, exaggerated though they may be.
This law discriminates all of us. And if we don't stop and stop all these people making these stupid laws, they're going to just send us to the chambers.
To the chambers?
Yes, I believe.
Both Romney and Ojeda say they're tired of people lumping all immigrants together with drug smugglers and criminals.
I know a lot of them are hardworking people.
Bob Morris knows that, but he says he doesn't care. Morris stood slightly apart from the crowd. The short, older white man from Lake Havasu, Arizona, wore a cap and T-shirt saying Minuteman Civil Defense Corps.
They came the wrong way in.
So what should we do with them?
Well, I think they need to go at the back of the line and come in the right way.
Even if it takes decades?
However long it takes.
Morris was among just a handful of Pro 1070 folks. This was a day for thousands here and tens of thousands across the country to use Arizona's new law to prod the Obama administration and Congress into action on a national level. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Phoenix.